points here are the wind-up of the hips and body, the extension of the left arm, and the cock of the wrist, indicated by the angle between the left arm and the shaft of the club.
Oh, my goodness. In your life have you seen anything like that?
This crowd has gone deadly silent. Cinderella story, out of nowhere, a former greenskeeper now about to become the Masters champion.
McConnell Buick GMC presents Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Randy Bergen and Danny Spivey.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, hello again, friends. Welcome to another edition of Southern Fairways Golf Show, presented by our friends at McConnell Automotive, where we talk golf first right here on the Golf Broadcast Network. I am Randy Bergen. Danny, not here today. So bring in my good friend, Mr. Doug Holton. Dougie, how you doing, my brother?
I'm good, Randy. How are you doing?
Well,
great to be here.
I'm glad that you are here. We have got a ton to get into. Of course, this will be the fastest hour in radio. I can promise you that. We're glad to have all of our friends along the Gulf Coast of Alabama, Mississippi, and Florida. You got us tuned in to FM Talk 106.5. And in Central Alabama, it's Fox Sports Central Alabama on 98.3 FM in Birmingham, Montgomery, Prattville, Auburn, Lake Martin, the whole Central Alabama area. As a matter of fact, you were in Auburn yesterday for a little ball game.
Yeah, I went up to the Auburn game yesterday, and kind of a sloppy start for the Tigers. They kicked it in the third quarter and put the game away. I guess did what they needed to do, but not quite on time. But they got it done in the second half, and on to Penn State, on to things that matter now.
Well, Alabama, too, had it kind of easy yesterday.
Yeah.
So, but there were some good games. We're going to talk some football. Of course, we say we talk golf first. We're going to do that. A lot to get into, and I'll set the table for you right now as on our Jason Young State Farm Insurance Guest Line. Coming up in the next segment, we're going to talk with Kenny Hughes. He's the CEO and PGA teaching professional at one of my favorite courses. It's Shell Landing in Goshen, Mississippi. We'll talk with him about his wonderful course, golf course. I'm sure that we'll talk some football with him as well. At the bottom of the hour, you don't want to miss it, David Musial, general manager of Glen Lakes Golf Club in Foley. He's going to be on with us for his Golf for Dummies segment. Now, the theme song, as you all know, he always has a theme song that coordinates with that particular tip he might have. And today, are you ready? We're going to kick it way back, Doug. Theme song comes from The Who, and won't be fooled again.
Yeah. Okay. Back to the, was that 60s or 70s?
I think it's 70s.
Yeah.
I think it's 70s. Yeah. But no, I had a lot to get into. We'll talk about the Ryder Cup. Of course, Steve Stricker, the captain, has now he's got his picks. Podrick Harrington on the Euro team, he will be selecting his pretty soon, okay, as soon as they finish up. We'll get you caught up on the leaderboards. A lot to get into. And there's a little tournament going on just a little south of us in Point Clear at Lakewood. It's the 59th U.S. Senior Women's Amateur Championship, and we'll tell you more about that. They'll finish up on Wednesday.
Yeah. I know you had a chance to get down there this week and check out the course and some of the players, right?
Well, we did, and had a neat little event on Wednesday. Taylor Hicks was in, had the opportunity to introduce him, and John Kulnick. John is an acoustic guitarist that does extremely well, and he travels with Taylor quite a bit. But I had a lot of fun. Food was fantastic. I'm not going to lie to you. The food was fantastic. But, yeah.
It's great to have them in town. It's just it's a really, really nice tournament down there, I know, and some great golfers in town, and it's just a special event.
It really is. And I got to give kudos to Neil Frazier, the general manager, the director of golf there at Lakewood. He and his staff have been working their rear ends off, and it has shown. It is in pristine shape. It really is a nice event that they put together down there for this 59th playing of the U.S. Senior Women's Amateur Championship. So if you get a chance, you can go down there and check it out for sure.
I know the ladies are enjoying that practice facility down there to warm up for their round today.
It's called the Experience for a reason, all right? And it is one of the best practice facilities, not just in the state, but probably in the Southeast. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is really fantastic. Hey, want to remind you, be sure to get your Saturday mornings kicked off with a Prep Sports Report beginning at 8 a.m. each Saturday on these same stations. Coach Rick Cleveland, Coach Mark Laster, they'll keep you up to date on everything that's happening in the prep sports world. They do a fantastic job. And as a matter of fact, you had Coach Cleveland on with you on this past Thursday night.
We did. Had a great show. And Coach Cleveland and Chuck Anderson and
Coach Anderson. Coach, I ain't seen, oh, my.
Yeah. Coach Joe Witt was with us from up in Auburn, and we talked a little reminisced about a little old Auburn football.
I almost heard a little Coach Dye coming out right there.
You know, it's funny because Rick and I were talking, I don't know if it was on the show or during the break, but how much, and Coach Witt talked about how close his family was with Coach Dye's family when they were right. there, and their families intertwined. You know, one was the other, and Coach Witt talks. They were together for so long, I guess, but he talks so much like Coach Dye. You know, when you're together that long, I guess you rub off on each other. But it's funny.
Oh my! Well, you'll have to break that out here in a little bit. All right, let me go ahead and do that.
It's time for your leaderboard update, brought to you by Bridgestone Golf and by the GCGA Tour.
And we appreciate that, Boom. Well, the European Tour finishing up from Surrey, England for the 2021 BMW PGA Championship. Let's see who is leading that right now. It looks like the young man from Thailand, Karadak Afrabarnrat, he along with Jamie Donaldson and Billy Herschel, at 18 under right now, and they'll finish that up. That should be pretty interesting because this is going to determine who Padraig Harrington picks for his Euro team.
Yeah.
So these guys really trying to make something happen today. The PGA Tour champions, they wrap up today from St. Louis, Missouri for the 2021 Ascension Charity Classic. Doug Barron and Ken, I love this. This is a baseball name right here. Tanagawa.
Tanagawa.
You like that? They lead the field right now at 8 under. Alex Cheka, Rod Pampling, and Jim Furyk just won back at 7 under. Want to remind you the GCGA Tour will be back in action from Kraft Farms Golf Club in Gulf Shores on September the 26th. Now, if you'd like to play, and you should, go to GCGATour.com for more information and to register. GCGATour.com. Come on, it's your tour. There you go. You're now officially up to date on the happenings in the golf world. That's your leaderboard update brought to you by Bridgestone Golf and the GCGA Tour. You know, we talk golf first right here, and a lot of golf wrapping up. You got to say congratulations to Patrick Cantlay, who gets the tour championship, and a little check for about $15 million last week. Congratulations to him, and we may even hear from him at some point during the show. But listen, he played those last 2 weeks. He played extremely well. I mean, he kept the lead from front to finish, from start to finish, and
fantastic golf. Well, what he's really, really swinging the golf club well. He always does.
Exactly.
But a little, even more something special with that rhythm right now, I think. He's just knocking those short irons, knocking the pin down with him.
Yeah, no question. And, I mean, John Rahm kind of put a little pressure on him there a little bit.
Yeah.
But he withheld and finished nice, gets that nice little check. And don't worry. I mean,
nice
there's a lot of folks. Absolutely. Say second place wasn't bad either, was it?
Yeah,
little $5 million check. But, you know, the thing is, and how about Kevin Na? Kevin Na finished played well, I'll tell you. But if you're one of those folks that, man, I'm just out. I got to watch golf. All right. Well, don't worry. You got the Ryder Cup coming that will start on the 24th.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's going to be fun. It's always fun to watch the Ryder Cup during the fall and football season, and it mixes in there nicely.
No doubt about it. Speaking of football, hey, play the Southern Fairways Football Challenge each week for a chance to win $50 to your favorite golf course. You can go to our website, southernfairwaysgolf.com, and play the Southern Fairways College Football Challenge. Now, the contest is free to enter. All you have to do is pick the 10 college football games that we select each week. Weekly winners will receive a $50 gift card to the golf course of your choice. If you're the winner, courtesy of Carol Bebout and Lisa Johnson. Now, the Bebout Johnson team has the experience and expertise to help you with any of your home buying and selling needs along the Alabama Gulf Coast. You can easily contact them by filling out the short form at the bottom of the contest. Week one winner. Are you ready for this? Jeff Dickens was our week one winner. We'll have week two. That should come out maybe tomorrow, I believe, mm-hmm. or Tuesday. But Jeff picked 9 out of 10 against the spread in week one.
Wow.
Pretty good stuff.
Impressive. Absolutely.
All right, hey, look, let's take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll visit with a CEO and PGA teaching professional at Shell Landing, Mr. Kenny Hughes. He's up next. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, get her done. You know who this is? This is Larry the Cable Guy. And you know who you're listening to? That's right. Randy Bergen and Danny Spivey on Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show. And if you're not listening to them, you're a communist. These boys is good.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, welcome back to Southern Fairways Golf Show right here on the Golf Broadcast Network. I'm Randy Bergen. Filling in for Danny today is my good friend, Mr. Doug Holton. Doug, as always, man, I know I can always count on you. And you're always coming to pinch hit.
It's okay? That big check that you write.
Yeah, close to $15 million. Not bad at all. Huh?
Yep.
Hey, let's go to our Jason Young State Farm Insurance guest line and welcome in a good friend of ours. One of my favorite courses to play is Shell Landing. Let's talk with the CEO and PGA teaching professional, Mr. Kenny Hughes. Kenny, how you doing, pal?
I'm doing fantastic, Randy. How are you?
Man, I'm doing extremely well. Beautiful time. I mean, this weekend has been a beautiful time to go out and play golf. It seems like, you know, there's a little crispness going on in the air. It's almost you get that little football feel going, and that is a great time to be out playing a golf course. And when you have one such as Shell Landing, that's just a great recipe, I can tell you. Tell us a little bit about the course conditions over there.
Well, the course is fantastic. You know, we from Ida, we had probably about 10 or 11 inches of rain. We were open a couple of days after the storm passed. And, you know, just catching up on mowing the rough. I mean, the golf course is just exploding. You know, all the trees we've removed over the past 9 years and underbrush, more sunlight, more grass in the rough, just very, very good condition. And like you said, the greens that little cool snap that came through in that drier air on Thursday. It's just a beautiful weekend, and so the greens started tightening up, getting a little bit faster, and looking forward to playing some fall golf.
Man, I'll tell you, that is absolutely my fun time to play is in the fall, no question about it all. Visiting with Kenny Hughes, CEO of Shell Landing over in Goshen, Mississippi. Doug?
Well, Kenny, Doug Holton here. I know that you mentioned a little bit of the brush and the things that you've removed from the course in the past few years, and I know that really opens things up for a lot of the players there, makes it a little more player-friendly maybe, and probably has a great effect on the greens too, right?
Oh, absolutely. You know, we had the jungle starts to take over after a while if you're not paying attention, and you got to just continue preventive maintenance on that and push it back a little bit. And, you know, there's a lot of aesthetic beauty also that we've uncovered by removing some areas that you can see over the tributaries and bayous that run throughout the golf course in certain areas. And it's just a healthier golf course. And really happy. We've also started to eliminate some of the fairway bunkers that are like 195 yards out, 6 foot deep, and you're trying to hit over that lip to a green that's guarded by water. I mean, so we're trying to make it even more playable, and probably about six or eight of them that we have started to take out in the last 4 months.
And I'll tell you, if you come
in to play
over
for Randy, I mean, you know, he'd blow it over him. But average folks,
Kenny, you played with
just too hard.
Oh, you're a mess. Hey, you know, and folks, I'm going to tell you, if you've not played Shell Landing, you really got to put it on your playlist. It is one of the fun courses. And I think it's not just the beauty of it, but what I really like about Shell Landing, Kenny, is the fact that you really only have, I believe you only have two holes that run side by side. Other than that, every hole is pretty much by itself.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's a big property. It's spread out east and west, and so it's you're exactly right. You're not crowded on top of anyone, and the two holes that run together really are separated enough that you're not going to have any balls going into one fairway or the other. So it's a fun golf course to play. The greens are really good. Jeremy Ely, our superintendent, does a fantastic job, and the entire staff. And it's a joy to play. I just wish I would had more time to play. It just seems like this year has been a lot going on, a lot more improvements, so I'm busy. And, you know, when we weren't busy, you know, it was the weather that was kind of holding us back from playing.
Yeah.
But great to be here and privileged to be a partner.
Well, we're visiting with Kenny Hughes, CEO of Shell Lane and Golf Course in Goshen, Mississippi. Listen, this is a Davis Love III design, and I got to tell you, he has done an outstanding job. Folks, if you've not been over there, you got to go over there. You need to play. You can go online to shelllandinggolf.com for more information, shelllandinggolf.com. Okay, check that out for sure. Great. There's some great pictures. But listen, it's not just the golf course. Inside, you got some pretty doggone good food at that Bar and Grill.
Yeah, Tammy does a great job over there. She's our F&B manager, and she's been here for about 8 years now, and she does a great job with customer service. Food's really good. I mean, I'm working 6 days a week, so I'm eating here 6 days a week. So food's important. And that's good. And then teaching also, you know, we've got a good staff of teachers over here, great junior program with the PGA Junior League, you know. We do it three times a year, and we probably average about 42 kids per season. And so it's fun. A lot of golf growing, a lot of kids playing, and a lot of new people to the game, you know. And so
exactly.
It's a good time to be around golf. I've enjoyed it for a long time, but it's really, you know, we're in a groove right now.
Well, I'll tell you, it's a fun track, no doubt about it. Visiting with Kenny Hughes, CEO of Shell Lane. By the way, I might want to mention just a little side note here. The best well-dressed PGA teaching professional that I have ever seen. Okay, Doug, just saying.
Yeah.
The man is stylish.
Well, it all counts, you know. You got to impress. Kenny, I know you're talking about the juniors a little bit, and I think not too long ago I was browsing on your website. You got a pretty good deal over there going for the people who are on the other end of the spectrum too, maybe 50 and over, 55 and over. Looked like some pretty great rates and membership deals.
Oh, yeah. You know, we have a loyalty card that we sell. The first round's free. If you own a card and you need to renew it, it's $75. And that your round's included in that. You get discounts for 12 months from the time you purchase it. Seniors, they're 60 and over. For instance, if you have our loyalty card, it's like $39 during the week. And that includes your cart. I mean, it's a very affordable upscale golf course. And, you know, we're very proud to be able to do that. Our membership continues to grow. I mean, we have junior memberships for kids, $55 a month. They can have all the range balls. They can walk and play golf. So there's no such thing as you can't afford to play golf at a quality facility here at Shell Lane, and what we offer to our patrons.
Yeah, I tell you, it is absolutely fantastic. Great, great practice facility that you have as well. All right, Kenny, we got about 4 minutes here, about 3.5 minutes left, and we could not continue without talking a little football. It is, we're all big college fans around here. And yesterday, did you get to watch any ball games yesterday?
I've watched some teams that supposedly can play football. Yes, I did see that.
Would you like to be a little more specific in that?
Well, I think there's one team that can play football in the entire America, and that's Alabama. And then the rest of them are just playing for a distant second. I think Ole Miss is, I just told Jerry, you know, he's a big Ole Miss fan. I predict Ole Miss will finish in the top five when the season's over with, and Alabama's going to win the national championship.
Well, I tell you, there's no doubt that Alabama's playing extremely well. But look, you got to look across the board here a little bit. How about Arkansas taking on 15th-ranked Texas? And Arkansas goes 2-0 on the season, defeating the Longhorns 40-21. I mean,
welcome to the lower tier of the SEC.
There you go.
Yeah.
Now, Oklahoma might be able to handle that a little bit better, but Texas,
I know it's his first year there. You know, it's going to take time to get his players in there and everything. But that's a university that you'd think would have a better program, and it's been like that for the past 15 to 20 years. It's you know, besides when Young was there and won the national championship. So, but you got a lot of strong teams. I mean, State's, you know, squeaked by in a couple of games, but you know. I was impressed, and I don't know how good Louisville's offense is, but I was impressed that Ole Miss was able to tackle people. I mean, you know, on defense. So that's a big change from last year, and I think their offense is really good. So it's going to be a fun season.
Well, it really is. And of course, LSU, they're able to, they shouldn't have a problem, and they didn't have a problem with McNeese. 34-7 to finish in that. But how about Vanderbilt? Vanderbilt gets a win over Colorado State. I think this is their first win on the road in a long time as they mm-hmm. squeak by Colorado State, 24-21, the final of that. You look at Kentucky. Kentucky in SEC play, taking on Missouri, 35-28, the final in that. And as you mentioned, Mississippi State playing North Carolina State. Mississippi State wins 24-10, so congratulations to them. Tennessee, though, listen, that was a good ball game they had against Pitt. They mm-hmm. come up on the losing side of that, 41-34. But I think if you're a Tennessee fan, you probably saw some positives in there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I mean, it looked like they were playing hard. You know, Oregon against Ohio State.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, that's – you know, Ohio State looks like they're gonna have a tough road this year, and you know, everybody out there, those guys out there trying, they all want to win. You know, it's early in the season, but just looking at a few games, you can kind of see who's really you know, Iowa. You know, they played tough yesterday, so it's gonna be fun. Gonna be fun.
We love it. There's no doubt. There's nothing better than getting up playing golf on a Saturday morning and then getting set to watch some college football. I'll tell you, if you want to do that, you can do it at Shell Landing. All you need to do is go online to shelllandinggolf.com, or you can call them at 228-497-5683. Again, 228-497-5683. Set up a tee time. Kenny, as always, it is a pleasure to talk with you. Time goes by too fast. We got to catch up soon, all right?
Yeah. Thank you. See you soon, buddy.
Right,
thank
buddy.
You very much.
All
I appreciate you having me on.
Okay, bro. Kenny Hughes, PGA teaching professional and CEO of Shell Landing. All right, we'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, it is David Musial with Glenn Lakes and Golf for Dummies.
Hey everyone, Dan at Golf Carts Plus here. Just like David Musial is helping you keep your ball in the fairway, all of us here at Golf Carts Plus want to help you keep your cart on the course and in the street. We are the area's go-to sales and service destination. We specialize in new Icon Street legal carts and used electric carts. We also do complete service and custom builds. Stop in to see us at 22401 Midland Road, Foley, Alabama, or give us a call, 251-970-1940. We can't fix your swing, but we can fix your golf cart. Golf Carts Plus.
Come on, do it, Michael. Hey, welcome back to Southern Fairways Golf Show right here on the Golf Broadcast Network. Randy Bergen, along with my man, Doug Holton, sitting in for Danny today. Doug, as always, man, glad to have you here. Thought I'd go back a little old style right there. That's probably late 70s, a little Michael Jackson, a
yep.
little Beat It.
Yep.
And
late 70s, early 80s,
yeah.
maybe somewhere in there.
Yeah, and I do that from time to time with our next guest. He is a not only is a general manager at Glen Lakes Golf Club. Not only is he a PGA teaching professional, but he is a music aficionado, okay? And I'm talking about David Musial with Glen Lakes. David, how you doing, pal?
Hey, you doing great, Randy. Hope you and Doug are doing well today. Got a beautiful day down here at Glen Lakes and got a nice little crowd on the course. Hope you guys are doing well.
Well, we are, and I appreciate that. And, you know, of course, Glen Lakes is always you always got it in good shape, and you always got those three courses. Now the Lakes course is open as well. Is that correct?
Right. We've got all three, all 27 holes are open today. We went through aerification last week, and things are coming out real well with the Dunes and Vista courses and aerifying the Lakes tomorrow. So we should be all set another week or so. Things will be just right where we want them.
Well, I'll tell you, when you get beautiful weather like this, and that always has a tendency of helping these golf courses, as Kenny mentioned just a few moments ago, always helps those golf courses get just a little bit crispier, a little bit greener. So, folks, I will encourage you, go down and check out Glen Lakes if you've not played there. A lot of fun. That Dunes. And, Doug, have you played out there lately?
I haven't been there lately, but
yeah.
Always one of my favorite stops to play at Glen Lakes. It's great golf holes down there.
Exactly. If you haven't been down there, If you haven't been down there, now they've changed the front. The Vista is now the back nine. Dunes is now the front nine. How has that been going? Have you had a lot of response to that, David?
You know, it really has gone well. That the Dunes course now plays as 1 through 9, as you said, in the back nine, the Vista. And what it does, the opening holes on each nine are great. They're two good par fives that give you some room off the tee. You always like a first hole where you get those jitters and hadn't quite warmed up, or playing with some different people, and you got some room to get off the tee and get the ball in play. It really works out well on both sides. But what the change has helped to where, when you finish up your round on a better note, you finish up on the easier side with the Vista, and you finish up on the last few holes that have a lot of character, but they're not real demanding as far as distance, and it's an easier finish than on the Dunes course.
Yeah, a little energy when you play those holes on the front nine now, right?
Yeah, and the real reason is if our starter can see that first hole a little bit easier, you can look and see and keep play moving along. Our traffic has been great, getting a lot of golf rounds, and trying to keep those 8-minute intervals is a challenge sometimes. It's a little easier right there looking across at Dunes 1.
Well, I got to tell you, there is the hardest par 4 in the world, okay, is number 9 there on the Dunes, which used to be 18. And, boy, you talk about you might have a good round. You have a little wind in your face there. That second shot can play 200-something yards. And it's a toughie. So thank you for doing that. Now that's just number 9. It doesn't mess up.
Get that out of the way and make the turn to the Vista. Yeah, exactly.
There
right.
You go. There you go. Let's try this.
Hey, everyone. It's Dan at Golf Carts Plus. It's time for Golf for Dummies with David Musil. We don't get fooled
again. All right, D, take it away.
All right. How many of you out there play tournament golf? Were you in the next year, you plan on playing some event on a different golf course than you normally play? And I think that's for most all of us, whether it's a one-day event or whether it's a multi-day event, there's going to be somewhere along the line where we're going to play a golf course that we have not played before. And if you want to compete at your best level, give your best opportunity for peak performance, we want to play a practice round. Take the time to go and play this golf course prior to your competitive round. When you get out there, you want to take good notes. You want to get the pace of the greens, have a good feeling about the speed of the greens prior to the competitive round that you're about to play. Focus heavily on strategic holes. You can play some golf holes at some different golf courses where you have not played before, and having a good feel for where you want to hit different clubs, where you want to hit different shots is critical. Those holes can make and break your golf round, so it's really important on those strategic holes that we have a plan. So anytime when you're going to plan on playing an event, I encourage you, especially if you've not played that golf course, is to make your tee time, get out and play a round prior to it, have a plan going into your competitive round, and I assure you that you're going to play a better competitive round. And that way, you won't get fooled again. I am David Musial, and that was Golf for Dummies.
That way you won't be fooled again. That's awesome. That's all, and that is a great tip. That's a great tip. One of our buddies from California, our West Coast correspondent, Vin Goodman, that's something that he does before he plays any golf course. He goes in, especially one that he's not played before. He'll plot it out, okay? He goes on Google Earth, and he plots out every shot. It doesn't always work that way for him, but he has a plan.
That's the way to
okay?
do it. Absolutely.
Good stuff. Good stuff right there. Visit with David Musial, General Manager of Glen Lakes Golf Club in Foley. If you'd like to set up a tee time, 251-955-1220. All right, Dave, got you for a few minutes here. Let's turn, as we did with Kenny. It is college football. We talk golf first right here on the Golf Broadcast Network, but it is time to talk a little football with you. Yesterday, Georgia, absolutely no problem as expected over UAB. Now, UAB is a pretty good team, but certainly not the same level as a Georgia Bulldog, who comes in second, all right? We kind of expected that. You expect it with Alabama. You expected the win with Auburn. How about that Ohio State-Oregon game, though?
I'll tell you what, and listening to you guys and talking with Kenny about it, that you've got a talent level at a lot of these schools that where, if the teams are motivated, they want to come in to win, and that they have, Ohio State marked on that calendar, and they were ready to go. And they had, a couple injuries and a couple players that were out and still was able to upset Ohio State. And, if you look around college football, Texas-Arkansas game, a lot of emotion up there. You guys had a chance to see that. that you just couldn't help but pull for Arkansas when you saw the fans and the excitement they had, and to show what SEC football is all about. But you're exactly right about Georgia. I think very similar to the Alabama game. Mercer and UAB, both good football teams, good programs, but they just don't have that size that those big SEC schools have. It's awful hard for them to compete at that level. But some good games coming up next week. You got Georgia, South Carolina, and you got Alabama. Is Alabama, Florida, is that next weekend?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, yeah. Oh, good. You know, we're going to jump right into these SEC games and a lot of excitement. And I want to hear what Doug has to say about the Auburn Tigers.
Well, we talked about that a little bit earlier, David. It was kind of sloppy yesterday in the first half. But they I guess they did what they needed to do in the third quarter play and had a record-setting third quarter and got it done. And speaking of big games next week, I mean, Auburn and Penn State, and game day is going to be there, and it's going to be a whiteout in Happy Valley, and we'll see if the Tigers show up in the first half and are able to hang with the Nittany Lions next week.
Well, I like the coaching staff right at Auburn and what's going on right now, and that should be a lot of fun to watch, you know, to watch that game. But, yeah, you're right, getting tested, you know, right out of the gates early. But a lot of excitement. You know, looks like that Alabama and Georgia are right cut above the rest, but, you know, a lot of great games, a lot of tough competition coming up in this next week.
I want to mention real quick on Georgia, of course, you had another quarterback in there. Stetson Bennett was in there, who had an outstanding game. I mean, he comes in, he's 10 of 12, 288 yards, had five touchdowns. He looked like a starter.
Well, he did. Yeah, Bennett looked great. And, you know, last year that he played well, you know, for a period of time and mixing up the pass and the run. It got to a point last year where Georgia started relying so much on the run and it became very predictable. And I think that, you know, that's a different defense than what you're going to see when you start getting to the SEC games. But, you know, it's always good to have Bennett back there, you know, just like having that injury with JT Daniels and be able to get him in there. And you got to be deep to get through the season. And he did look great yesterday.
Visiting with David Musial right here on Southern Fairways Golf Show. David, the general manager at Glen Lakes. Just a few more minutes left here. Real quick before we turn back to golf. Of course, Alabama defeated Mercer yesterday 48-14. But Mercer kind of that's kind of got – you got some ties to Mercer.
I do. That my dad went to Mercer University. My great-grandfather played football for Mercer University. And I was born just right down the street from Mercer in Macon, Georgia, and had opportunity to play on the golf team at Mercer University. I decided to go to play at Spring Hill. But, yeah, I got a lot of family in that area, and great program there, great basketball at Mercer, and really, really a top-notch school. And, you know, they've got a good football program. It's just hard to compete, you know, with the SEC schools and some of those bigger names. But they do have a good program at Mercer.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Hey, all right, Dave, let's close it up real quick. We got the Ryder Cup that'll be happening, I believe, starting on the 24th. Of course, for the Americans, the captain is Steve Stricker. He's got vice captain Phil Mickelson. He's got Fred Couples, I think Zach Johnson, Jim Furyk, those guys. But his picks, now we can go through the whole list right now. Colin Morikawa, Dustin Johnson, Bryson DeChambeau, Brooks Koepka, Justin Thomas, Patrick Cantlay, all those guys were automatic qualifiers. But the captain's picks, and I thought, really, I like just about every one of these. I think Daniel Berger certainly deserved it. Harris English, who I really, really like, he was one of the picks. Tony Finau, Xander Schauffele, Scottie Scheffler, and Jordan Spieth, all captain's picks. Did he get it right?
I think so. I think Harris English was a good one, a Georgia player, and he has had a great year. He and Scheffler both have really come on. It'll be interesting how these guys without the Ryder Cup experience can play. But I think he's got it right. I like this group of young guys that you do lack some experience there, but I think the strength of those players is there.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with you for sure. All right, Dave, as always, man, it is fun to have you on. A great golf for dummies. Don't be fooled again. Okay. Won't be fooled again.
Or don't be fooled the first time.
That's right. Go out and play a practice round before you play that course if you're going to play in the tournament, for sure. Dave, as always, man, great to hang out with you. Look forward to talking with you again real soon, okay?
All right. Doug, Randy, appreciate you guys having me on today. Y'all have a great day. Thank you.
All right. There you go. David Musial, general manager over at Glen Lakes. Get a chance. Go over and play. Fun track. 251-955-1220. As a matter of fact, here's what we'll do. Coming up in the next segment, we'll give away some golf. We'll take care of it for you. All right? We'll give a five-pack away.
Sounds good.
How about that?
Five-pack of...
Yeah, what a five-pack is, we're going to take... What we'll do is you'll have you and four of your golfing buddies can go. We'll take care of the green fees. All you have to do is pick up the car fee.
Sounds fair.
We'll have that coming up in the next segment. What do you think about the Ryder Cup? Do you like the picks there? You know, for the Euros now, you got John Rahm, Rory McIlroy, Hovland, Casey, Hatton, Tyrrell Hatton, who I really like, Fitzpatrick, Fleetwood, Westwood. All right, Lee Westwood is in there, Shane Lowry and Sergio Garcia, and then you'll have the other picks coming up maybe later today.
Yeah, I think those are all great picks. Victor Hovland's favorite of mine. I'm waiting for him to break through and really and win a big one here sometime.
Little Potsy Weber. Doesn't he look like Potsy Weber?
He does look like
that.
And Billy Horschel making a little statement today.
Absolutely. We'll tell you about that when we come back. Don't go anywhere. We'll put the wraps on this edition of Southern Fairways Golf Show right after this. There you go. Welcome back to Southern Fairways Golf Show right here on the Golf Broadcast Network. Hey, want to remind you, again, if you are a college football nut like we are, you can go play the Southern Fairways Football Challenge each week for a chance to win $50 to your favorite golf course. Now, go to our website, southernfairwaysgolf.com, and play the Southern Fairways College Football Challenge. The contest is free to enter. All you have to do is pick the 10 college football games that we select each week. Weekly winners will receive a $50 gift card to the golf course of their choice, courtesy of Carol Bebout and Lisa Johnson. All right, the Bebout and Johnson team has the experience and the expertise to help you with any of your home buying and selling needs along the Alabama Gulf Coast. You can contact them easily by filling out the short form at the bottom of the contest. And again, week one winner, Jeff Dickens, he got 9 out of 10 against the spread. We'll have week two winner. That should happen for you tomorrow, Tuesday. So go on and check it out.
We need to take him to Vegas, I think.
There's no doubt about it. No doubt about that. Hey, let's go to our Jason Young, State Farm Insurance guest line. I know he wants to talk a lot of golf. It's Bama Tim. Bama Tim, how you been, bro?
Hey, guys. How y'all doing this morning?
Doing good. How you doing, bro? I know you're doing well. It's college football.
Oh, man, I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying the heck out of it, especially with some of the upsets that's been going on. I mean, what can you say? Iowa gets beat by, Iowa State gets beat by Iowa. Huh. Or Ohio State goes down to Oregon.
Yeah,
how about that? Oh, the shocker of them all was Arkansas beating up on Texas. Hey, welcome to the SEC.
You know, and that's the thing. I think Texas, you look at Texas, you look at Oklahoma, when they get into the SEC and they start having this SEC schedule, I'm telling you, it's going to be it's going to be different for them, Doug, don't you? I mean, the SEC schedule is the toughest out
listening
there.
To the SEC network this morning, one of the guys said if Texas was actually in the SEC, playing the SEC schedule this year, they would probably be looking at three losses, maybe more.
Wow. Yeah, I would say probably more, to be honest with you.
It's going
to
be an interesting situation coming into the SEC. Is a different deal, and it'll be fun to watch Sarkisian down there. And being a head coach is a lot different situation, which he knows, than an assistant coach. And, you know, I don't want to put him on the hot seat already or anything, but that wasn't a great performance last night. They, you know, coming into the SEC, they're going to really have to step it up. We'll see if he can do it.
All right, so Bama's got 16 straight wins. We're taking on Florida next week at 2:30 on CBS. I will be ready. Hope everybody else is. What I got to do? I got to get your prediction for next week, Randy. We've been we talked about this last year. See, me, you, and Danny, and whoever else pick whoever gets the closest out of the all year. We're gonna add up the total points of how much farther we missed it off, and somebody's gonna be buying some dinner.
Okay, you're going to write it down. So today, we're going to go with Doug, and we're going to go with me. All right, and I'm going to tell you, I'm going to give you my prediction on the Alabama-Florida game. I'll give that to you in just a second. Doug, what say you?
Oh, you want me to go first?
Sure.
I'm going to pick the score next week. Is that what we're doing?
Yeah.
I'm going to say Alabama 42-14.
That's a good one. That's a good one right there. Bama Tim, how about you?
I'm going exactly the opposite of what Florida beat South Florida by. I'm going 42-20. I'm going to give them 20 points.
Well, both of you are real close to where I wanted to be, all right? But the number I have in my mind is 45-21. Okay, 45-21.
All right, got that wrote down. We will discuss that next week.
Hey, let me ask you this real quick, and we got to get to wrapping this up. But you went to the Auburn game yesterday.
Yes.
What's your thoughts right now with your new head coach Brian Harsin?
I think everybody loves him right now. I think especially the players love him. You know, I was talking to a couple people yesterday. They didn't realize that Brian Harsin lifts weights with the players. And he ran stadiums with the players all summer long.
Really?
Yeah, and I think they love that. And I think it's going to help recruiting.
Yeah, I got to tell you this, and Bama Tim, you'll appreciate this, doing a TV game Friday night in Milton. It was Milton and Navarre. And if you've never been to the Milton Stadium, okay, they have the highest stadium, I think, in the high school history. Mm. I got to the top. I thought it was an okay – I said, man, I am not going back down. I'm just gonna have to stay right here. I can't go back down. So, but we had a lot of fun with that. All right, so there you go, Bama Tim. You got the predictions, okay? And we're gonna see how we do next week. All right.
Okay. All right, guys. Y'all have a great day and roll, Tide roll.
There you go, Bama Tim. A Sunday is not complete without Bama Tim. All right. By the way, next week going to be over at Lake Oconee,
yeah.
Georgia. Yeah, Bridgestone has got an event, and Joey and I will be heading over to that. So we're pretty excited. So we'll be broadcasting for that. Yeah, we're leaving Friday. So it should be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
But real quick, you mentioned a few moments ago the BMW Championship over in England just finishes up, and it looks like the winner there, Billy Horschel, finishes at 1,900 and gets the win.
Yeah, and not on the Ryder Cup team, right?
No. No, he's not.
Billy Horschel not making a little statement there. Maybe you should have picked Billy Horschel. And maybe the European guys can pick him. I don't know.
There you go. Hey, real quick, just to get you caught up on the Ascension Charity Classic. That's happening in St. Louis, Missouri. That's where the PGA Tour champions are playing. It looks like Doug Barron and Ken Tanigawa right now. They lead at 8-under. They'll tee off coming up in probably about 5 or 6 minutes. Dickie Pride. Right now, he's a T6. John Daly, a T12. We keep up with Rocco Mediate. He's a T6 also. LSU's David Toms, a T10. Let's see who else. Jim Furyk, Alex Checa, Rod Pampling, those guys sitting at 7-under right now, just one stroke back. So there you go. You know, golf kind of, we're kind of getting in that little wave where golf kind of fades out a little bit, and that's when college football picks up. And it's a pretty good transition.
Yeah, we got the nice fall schedule though in golf now that we didn't used to have. That kind of
carries it
through to the first of the year almost. But yeah, but it's college football now. We're getting there.
Doug, I would be remiss if we didn't talk about your show on Thursday nights.
We got Tiger Talk Overtime for Auburn fans who want to jump in with us Thursday nights at 7. We follow Coach Harsin's show, and our website going now to WarEagleTV.com if you want to. Check us out there and join us on Twitter and follow us and see what happens.
Well, listen, now let me ask you this, because we have a lot of Alabama fans out there. Can Alabama fans call in if they want to? I mean, you got to be pleasant about it. But
anybody can call in.
Okay.
Randy. We might cut them off. But
okay.
I'm just kidding.
No, because you're probably going to hear from Bama Tim. All right?
Yeah.
Bama Tim's going to be a regular on your Auburn show.
Oh, goodness.
How about that one?
Well, that'll be interesting. That might prompt some Auburn fans to call.
Well, there you go. Maybe get a little something going.
A little back and forth.
We had at one time we had talked about trying to get Bama Tim and Tiger Mike, maybe just one segment. Get that sponsored and have that segment between Alabama and LSU each during the football season.
Yeah.
Which I think would be pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. LSU's interesting story this year. So. Yeah, they had an easy time yesterday, right?
They did. They did.
The first week wasn't too kind to them.
No, and you know you got to wonder about Ogeron.
Did you see that video of him walking in the stadium?
I did not see it.
You got to check that out on YouTube, where the UCLA fans yelling at him from over the top of the entrance to the stadium. He makes a little comeback there.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Something we can't share on radio?
You do a good Orgeron, so okay. You can do that next week.
I'll do that. I'll practice on that one for sure. Well, I'll tell you what, it's been a lot of fun. I want to remind you, go to check out our website, southernfairwaysgolf.com. You can pick up any of the podcast. Also, our magazine. I almost forgot to tell you about it. If you haven't seen our Southern Fairways Golf magazine, you need to. Joey Johnson has done an outstanding job with this magazine. It's a travel, leisure type magazine. Got some great tips in there, some great articles, good information. And if you're on our website, again, fill out that Southern Fairways College Football Challenge. All right? $50 to your favorite golf course. There's nothing wrong with that.
Can't beat that.
Where would that be for you, brother?
My favorite golf course in the whole world?
That you've played?
I'd have to say my favorite golf course is, and I know we've talked about this before, but is World Woods down in close to Brooksville, Florida. It's a Tom Fazio golf course. You got two golf courses there. Actually, two golf courses, a practice course, and a par three, I think. A little short par three course. Really nice place down there. And great practice facility, too, which I kind of skip over most of the time.
Yeah. Now you will not be going to the
– I'm not taking David's advice.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Good stuff right there. Doug, as always, man, glad to hang out with you. Glad you were here. And you're not going to the Auburn game, right, next week?
Next week? No, I won't. I'm not going to the game next week.
Yeah. All right. Well, you're going to check back in.
It's a great – I've been to Happy Valley.
Have you?
And it is a beautiful place in the fall.
Good stuff. Good
stuff. I went to the Alabama game, actually, there.
Up there?
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful. All right. Hey, our time is up. Thank you for your time. Certainly want to remind you, yesterday, 9/11, guys, let's keep all these folks in our thoughts and prayers. Let's come together. Can we come together and be American again? All right. Hey, thanks to our producers, Ian and to Philip. I'm Randy Bergen for the whole staff. Have a great day. God bless. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye, everybody.